Hey everyone, my name is Mark Lynn, and I'm a recruiter at Florida State College at Jacksonville. And I just want to thank you for listening in on this new podcast segment called My Life. At FSCJ, I am privileged to work alongside so many of our employees that are committed to providing the best service, quality, and value to our students, staff, and community. You know, each of these podcast segments will be me, just having a conversation with an employee, getting to know them better, and discussing the integral part they play in helping our college succeed. My goal of these segments is to not only help others gain a better understanding of the culture we have at FSCJ, but to celebrate and highlight the very employees that make our culture so inclusive, engaging, and rewarding. And with that, let's get into it.
My life
at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
Hey, amazing people. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'm so glad you're able to join in on yet another episode of My Life at FSCJ. You know, I'm so excited today because I've been waiting all weekend to talk to our next guest that we have here. I'm just filled with anticipation, but I'm going to be cool, calm, and collected so that I can best introduce my next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Miss Vicki Witherspoon. Miss Vicki, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Oh, Mark, I'm doing well, man. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to be alive. Thank you for having me on a segment of my life.
No problem. So if you do share, we're doing this recording after a weekend. How did you spend your weekend?
It was a very relaxing weekend. I always look forward to Saturday and Sunday and just being quiet, little church time, and relaxing for the rest of the afternoon, my dogs and I. So it was a good day.
Right. Sometimes, you know, when we're all working, we just need a break over a weekend. So I agree. You know, for me, I spent my time at a wholesale club buying, you know, like 12 or 13 pieces of something that you would normally find at one piece at a supermarket. So why, you know, if you can't just have one, why not have 24? Love wholesale clubs, right? All right. So just to set up the foundation for our listeners, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Maybe something we wouldn't know about you or guess about you.
Yeah, well, Mark, I'm a South Carolina native, mother of three, former military spouse. I have loved creative writing since grade school and was able to publish my first children's book in 2018. Wow. It's called Oxy Finds His Purpose, Why Oxpeckers Peck. And just to tell you a bit about my parents, they were the wisest people that I have ever known. However, they did not have very much formal education, so adult literacy has always had a special place in my heart. As a matter of fact, I'm volunteering with the Literacy Alliance of Northeast Florida. My mom did not finish high school, but decided to go back to school by the grace of God, went through an adult education program, and graduated high school with honors at the age of 50. Ironically, I earned my bachelor's degree from FSCJ at the age of 62. Wow. And I doubt that your listeners know that I am a kidney transplant recipient. So listeners, please consider organ donation.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So just to go over a couple things, you published a children's book. So I don't know if you can just go a little bit about how, for someone like me who maybe will not publish a book, how does that process go? Is it pretty long-winded? Do you write the book in the beginning and then it takes months to get a publisher and then it actually is, you know, put on display or Amazon or something like that? Vicki, can you give a little bit more detail on that?
I can give you a little bit more detail on that. When I wrote the book, actually wrote it back in 2011, and I felt like it was a godsend. It was just like real quick. The book came to me very quickly for an exercise on a pourquoi tale or a why tale, why things happened. And so later we had an assignment in our capstone class about publishing, and so I went into several different tools to write the book, and we had an illustrator, actually another student here at FSCJ. We went through the whole process of doing illustration to story, doing everything that we needed to do to get it ready. After we finished determining how to publish, we did well on Capstone, and from the beginning, my colleagues knew that I was going to publish the book. I had copyrighted it in 2011. We went ahead and did that. So I actually self-published in Amazon.
Nice. Look at that. So you listeners out there, that's a plug. Miss Vicky plugged her book. Are they still able to find it on Amazon?
They are still able to find it on Amazon.
Look at that. Good for you.
So please, go buy the book. Go look for it. Oxy Finds His Purpose, Why Oxpeckers Peck a Pourquoi Tail.
Right. And you know, leading on to also what you said your mom, too, ended up getting her degree later on in life, as you as well later on in life. And, you know, it's to be honest with you, education has no age limits. It's never too late, and I'm glad you're able to get your degree at all, because it is a very important thing. And I think it's a good testament to you, Miss Vicky, that to show people that you don't have to be, for lack of a better term, a young person to get your degree moving forward. So thank you for that. My next question is, what made you interested in becoming an FSCJ employee?
When I moved to Florida, it was at a very tumultuous time in my life. In less than 3 years, my oldest son died, my mother died, and my marriage of 28 years died as well. So while researching about the Jacksonville area, I came upon an article about Challenge Program for Displaced Homemakers, a program offered by then FCCJ, it's a Roseanne R. Hartwell Women's Center, to assist women that were separated, divorced, widowed, or married even to a disabled spouse. It was designed to help participants launch a successful job search, write an effective resume, improve self-esteem and assertiveness. And I thought, perfect, this is what I need. So I applied for and was accepted into the program. While discovering who I was after a life devoted to a military man, a bank career, and devoted to rearing a family, I wanted to do something for me. I always wanted to continue my education, so I enrolled into FCCJ. I needed to find a job, so I started as a student worker. I thank God for the opportunities that FSCJ afforded me.
Wow. Miss Vicky, you know, I really appreciate, again, your candor in describing, you know, about your life. And to be honest with you, you know, I think also, like I say again, it's a good testament, you know, all the obstacles that people face, that you have faced, all the loss that you've had. You've become resilient, and you've pushed yourself forward, and you're an example of, you know, in faces of adversity, look what you can achieve. And I'm looking at you now, and, you know, and not knowing all these things that you have been through in your life, and seeing the kind of person you are, again, it's a testament of who you are and how resilient you are and how great of a person that you always have been since I've known you. And I really appreciate that. And it's always good to hear that, you know, in some times of turmoil, FSCJ provided you, you know, some sort of solace in helping you out in your life. So again, thank you for such a, you know, a very candor-like and honest and raw take on that. So thank you, Vicky.
No problem, Mark. As a matter of fact, I think life's obstacles, sometimes our experiences, can help others and encourage others. It's never too late, nor when you're knocked down, you can always get up.
Absolutely. So moving on to the next question, can you give me a little insight on your role with the college? What does the day-to-day look like for Miss Vicky Witherspoon?
I am an academic department coordinator for liberal arts and sciences, and sometimes, Mark, it depends on the day and it depends on the need. But I work directly for Associate Provost of Liberal Arts, Dr. Ian P. Newhart. The position is very multifaceted. I act as a liaison between the Associate Provost and the departments of the Schools of Liberal Arts and Sciences. I act as administrative support with the normal duties of an admin support person. I'm responsible for departmental events, departmental projects, budgets, reports, student appeals, credentialing, service agreements and contracts. Like I said, it's multifaceted. The bottom line is that I assist in every way that I can to aid in the smooth operation of the Office of the Associate Provost of Liberal Arts and Sciences.
Wow. So it tells me that you just don't do much.
Not at all.
Right.
You know, to the listeners out there, Vicky and I, you know, work together specifically on one of the items, and it's the credentialing instruction tablet. And to be honest with you, when pre-COVID, when we were working on campus, she would always work, I believe, on the third floor, and HR is always on the first floor. So every time I would see her come downstairs, as much as it always is nice, I'm sure she was there to say hi. She was bringing down paperwork, and the paperwork essentially just told me that she was giving me more work to do.
Absolutely.
So as much as I said, Vicky, you know what? Hey, how you doing? I don't want to see you as much, to be honest with you.
No, and occasionally, I think you shared that.
I think I was pretty candorous about that too. All right. So my next question is, what would you say is the best part about working at Florida State College at Jacksonville?
I love the fact that we are considered the community college. What we offer to our neighbors, to the people of Jacksonville, I just love it. Community college. We are affordable. We meet the need of the traditional student as well as the non-traditional student. We provide programs like weekend college. You can get your degree on the weekend. I, like President Avendano, consider FSCJ family. This institution has been and is good to me. Just like the college was able to resurrect and resuscitate my educational dream, FSCJ still is pumping life into the educational dreams of others. I'm thankful that I am a part of such a great institution, Mark.
Wow. Well, I think you and I share that same ideal that you just mentioned. I think it's very important that people know the opportunities that anybody at any age can get at FSCJ, as long as they just try, just do it, just give it a shot. And then they'll find out that the opportunities that we provide, you know, our students and individuals who are just inquiring to be a student are boundless on the things that they can achieve if they use us as, say, a conduit to achieve, you know, their goals in the future. So I totally agree with you, Vicky. That's a great statement that you said about FSCJ. Thank you so much for allowing me to learn a little bit more about you and the role you play here at Florida State College of Jacksonville. And to you listeners out there, I hope that this conversation gave you just a little insight of the culture we have from the actual people that make our college what it is today. And I'm looking forward to bringing you along in my next conversation with another FSCJ employee. So until next time, Vicky, can you send off our listeners?
Thank you for listening. Be safe. Stay well.
All right. And Stephen, tech expert behind the scenes there, can you send our listeners off, please?
Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait for the next episode.
Boom. And I'm Mark Lynn, wishing you all continued success, and I'll talk to you later.
My life.
My life.
My life.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.